This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another section of Sanity, right here on The Real Fight. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Seriously, really, I really do appreciate the time. I know there's so many other stations you can listen to, and you've chosen this one, you've chosen this show, and I really appreciate that time. Look, also, I am bad at this. I am so bad at this, and I'm trying to get better at it. Go to the website, therealside.com, and help support the show. Now, what does that mean? You buy a book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff that you've been told to fear, to be afraid of, to hate, but you don't have to. You really don't have to. Everything's, you know, when you read the book, you're going to find out really what we stand for, what we are, what we're all about, and those labels are the ones that the left has given us. Not ones that I want, necessarily, but the ones that left have given us. Also, I have shirts there, hashtag stand for America, stand to make America great. You know, show your support. And I love people. I went to a local supermarket. I am not in a Trump-centric area. And I had more people look at me and go, I like your shirt. I like what that shirt says. I like your shirt. Because the shirt, it's not a Trump shirt. It's an American shirt. Hey, it's a shirt that wants to support it. It's a shirt that shows that I support America, not that I support Trump, and not that I don't, because I support our president. But the shirt is a representation, like the flag, that I support this country. And if none of that excites you, then go to Patreon, where you can sign up to be a PIP. I remember my politically incorrect posse, seriously. And, you know, just would love, for you guys to be part of that. It's a little private group. I'm going to interact with it more, I promise. I really felt bad today because I haven't been on there for a little bit. I am going to jump back on there and make something happen. All right, let's get to the stories here, okay? See, I hate doing all that stuff. I know I have to, but I still hate doing it. Anyway, and I hate doing these stories, too. So for years, one of my complaints about sex education in schools is it used to be called reproductive health, in my day, anyway. And it was kind of, you know, giggly and funny, and it was really how, not just how sex organs worked and how the kids, how you made a baby, but how a baby, you know, how it was formed and how the body worked and how the body worked to make sure the baby was safe. And we called it the baby back then, you know, to make sure the baby was safe and to make sure, you know, how the uterus worked and what the cord was all about, all of that stuff. And a matter of fact, I remember doing a report in high school about pregnancy from start to finish. So back then, when they called it reproductive health, it was reproductive health. Well, nowadays, the problem is it's not reproductive health. It's actually sex education. Now, I'd like to hear from some of you on Facebook or through our website, therealside.com. Should schools be teaching sex education? Or should they teach reproductive health? Or neither? Maybe that's a, what do I call that thing? A poll question. There you go. You know? And I'm not joking because I'm really curious to find out what you think. There's a big difference between the two. Some will say that no difference at all. No. Because in sex education, they teach you how to do things like have anal sex, have sex with the same, same gender. That's if you believe in gender. If you don't believe in gender, I guess anything goes at that point because you don't know what you're having sex with. So there are no boundaries. You can do anything. That's what they want. In Oklahoma, a graphic sex education lesson has some Greene County parents upset after they said the lesson told their 12-year-old children not how everything worked, but actually different ways to actually have sex. Because every 12-year-old should know that. Parents in Jay said that they already get sex education, but what's said on one of the pages goes way too far. I was a little taken aback and disgusted. Said seventh grade parent Stacy Go. I don't think types of sex that you can have is actually appropriate in a sex education class. It's like instead of them telling us how to not do it, it's like they gave us a roadmap on how to make it happen. The page has now been printed up and circulating around on social media and, from hand to hand with the moms. And the parents are going out of their mind. This is not something appropriate for children to see, Jay resident Sharon Squire said. I'm not opposed to them having sex education, but things like this is what I saw, I'm very much opposed to. One said that they need to know about STDs and things of this nature and what our world these days, sadly, has come to. However, I think it needs to be done in an appropriate manner, one of the parents said. We definitely weren't ready to answer some of the questions that were addressed in the book. We weren't ready. The parents weren't ready. Which is not shocking, but it is. Here we're going to say, we tried to talk to the J superintendent, Kenneth Briggs, but we're told that he probably wouldn't be making a comment. So he's not going to answer the parents of the kids that he serves in the community. Which means he should be turning in his resignation. Now, he did go to a local news source to try to change things or try to say things weren't quite as everybody thought they were. He goes on to say that the curriculum you have referred to was developed by the Connection Institute, a division of Life Choices Health Network, which is what, supposed to make us feel better? Why would I want somebody in some other state, in some other area, telling me what I should be telling my kids? When Common Core, if you're a Common Core advocate, right, they tell you to use local references. Kind of hypocritical, isn't it? Come see your host. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. I loved it. I love that. You know, that sounds like you're coming out of the jungle, the woods, the whatever. Right? You're teeing off the elephants! Guys like me, you don't want to tee off. Really, it's not a good thing. Not that I'm nasty or mean or any of that stuff. It's just not a good thing. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website. Remember, either go to patreon.com. $5 a month. $20 a month. $25. Listen, you got lots of money? You want to give me like a $1,500, $2,000 a month? I will drive to your house. As long as it's in the U.S., the continental U.S., I'll deliver your stuff personally. How's that? All right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, should schools be teaching sex education? Or should they go back to reproductive health? Now the reproductive health that we know, not the reproductive health that the left is pushing. Because the left, I've never understood this, but again, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I need your help because I am not the smartest guy in the room. So, I barely made it out of high school. Just ask some of the people I went to school with. The reproductive health to me, the way I read it, like with other things, is how to shore up, understand how the reproductive system in the body works, right? How you make sure it can do all the things it needs to do, how you keep it healthy, you know, you give it the right vitamins, minerals, whatever it is that's required. That, to me, is reproductive health and how the baby should move through the system. Okay? Reproductive health is not killing the baby, learning how to kill the baby at 10, 12, 15 weeks, pull it out piece by piece, and for all intents and purposes, either sell the parts or throw it away. Okay, that to me is not reproductive, because you're stopping the reproductive system from what it's supposed to be doing, right? And they get nuts when I say that. I'll get hate mail over that. But it's a true statement. Reproductive health is not teaching somebody to have anal sex. I'm sorry, whether you do that or not, this is not a dig on you, but here's the bottom line with it. You can't get pregnant that way. So where does the reproductive system come in? It doesn't. So I just, it's a play on words. They're trying to make you feel better. Parents that aren't engaged, and look, if this is you, I'm sorry if it insults you, but deal with it. If you're not engaged, involved in your kids' lives, and you're thinking sex education is just another word for reproductive health, then shame on you. Why aren't you looking at their books? There was an outrage recently on that teen magazine, I don't remember what it was, where they actually had step-by-step procedures on how to have safe anal sex. I know some of you I'm killing right now. But if you have kids, nieces, nephews, grandkids, you need to be paying attention. And people think that teen mag, it's just a teen. It talks about what's going on today. No, it doesn't always talk about what's going on today. You need to pay attention. Open it up. Check out social media once in a while. Make sure you know what's going on with your kids, around your kids, and what's circulating around the internet in your area. Anyway, the superintendent for the school comes back and says, let's see. I always got to go find it because I get so excited I moved the story. But this is parents who are crazy. They're upset about sex ed lessons at an Oklahoma school or in a district. Now, the superintendent would not address the parents directly, but did address them via TV show. And tries to sell it, saying that the curriculum was put together by a division of Life Choices Health Network, so that makes it all okay. It's being and has been used by at least 5 other school districts, right? Doesn't that sound great? Yeah. Hey, Johnny and Sammy and Stevie are going, so why can't I go? Their parents are letting them go, the bump and grind dance down at the park. And I know I'm only 11, but they're going. And this is like childhood. This is child reasoning. He goes on to say it was presented in our schools by Lighthouse Pregnancy Center starting last year. I guess that makes it all right, too. The J Board of Education approved this program last year. See, here's the problem. A lot of these, when they come up in front of a board, I know because I'm on a school board, they come up in clumps, all right? So they come up in such a fashion where you may have 60 different curriculums to approve. Now, you've been told that they've gone through the system, that the teachers, the department heads, the principals, and then district staff has looked at them all and approves, and everything is, you know, age appropriate and the whole 9 yards. And then you get hit like this, and you really kind of feel betrayed. Because staff knows the trustees. They know where their hearts are at. They know what they need more information sometimes, and they don't give it to them. They give it to them in lumps and say, here, approve this. Superintendent says, well, I wasn't here last year. This is my first year back after being out of state for several years. So, not my fault. I mean, does this sound like a guy you wanted to captain your education ship? He went on to say, I had no knowledge of this program until Thursday, October 12th, and had my middle school principal discontinue the program immediately starting this Friday. That was last Friday. right? But the parents are still mad. They want answers. They want to know how this could happen. See, I would be the same way. I would be in that boardroom, the school boardroom, going, how does this happen? How does this kind of lesson get in front of the kids in a community like ours without you letting people specifically know what was going on? I had the same problem the first year or two I joined the board that I'm in, where there was a book with a descriptive rape scene in it. And I couldn't understand why we just couldn't send home some kind of form that says, hey, this is what's in the book. Do you want your child? I should have control of what my child sees, does, and reads. And don't give me that garbage that, well, yeah, you can believe that. But once they leave the house, you don't know what they're looking at. You know what? You're right. I don't. But if I bring them up right, if I bring them up in love, I bring them up in understanding, I let them know that, you know, nobody is going to, in most cases, in 99.9% of the cases, nobody's going to care about you more. Nobody's going to take care of you better than your mom and dad. Nobody. Now, that's not putting down, please don't get, like, legalistic on me. I am not talking about adoptive parents. Matter of fact, I always joke that adoptive parents love you more than your biological parents. They actually went out and chose you. They took the time to find you, to spend time with you. And again, now I'll get the other parents, the biological parents. I just can't win, but it's all right. I don't mind. But you see what I'm saying? You parents don't let the school bully you into believing they know better because they have you know, education diplomas. It means nothing. You know what your kids can handle and what they can't handle. They're lumping your kids in with 30 others, sometimes 3,000 others, and saying, well, this works for these 20. These 10 are just going to have to push through it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. When we come back, Hannah Sherlocker will join us from Campus Reform. Man, I need to calm down. We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. Why would you go anywhere else? Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. That's one of my favorites, too. Zoot Suit Riot. Come on. Get with the program. Some of you guys already. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to jump right on this because, you know, every week we do these campus crazy stories. And most people, I remember in the beginning, people didn't believe that these stories were true. They thought I was making them up, or for some of you who are old enough might even remember, Phil Hendry used to do these crazy, but they were all made up, and he'd have made up guests, and he'd do all this stuff. So I think people started believing that the stuff was still all just all made up. But they're not. They're real. And your tax money is going to fund these boneheads. And I say that in the most loving of ways. Well, like I tell you, every week, actually, lately it's been every night, we're doing some college crazy, campus crazy stories, and there's enough of them. I mean, I was just telling somebody this morning, we could do 5 hours a day of the crazy stuff that's going on college campuses today. And on top of that, high school campuses. You know, we had a band walk off the field a couple of nights ago when it came to the national anthem. I'm telling you, we are out of control with this. So I have Hannah Sherlock around with me. She's on with us on a regular basis from Campus Reform. She's a contributor there and a program coordinator. And prior to joining Campus Reform, she spent her collegiate career at Liberty University. It's good that you've got a good solid basis, a good solid grounding in your education, Hannah. Thanks for being with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me again.
So we're back to the craziness, you know, on Columbus Day, or some places, I guess it's Indigenous People's Day or something. At some point in time, it's just going to be Hot Dog and Hamburger Day. I'm sure somebody's going to get irritated about all of this stuff. But on Swarthmore, the Swarthmore Indigenous Student Association, they decided to burn an American flag on Columbus Day. But I don't see how what one truly has to do with the other. Maybe they should have burned an Italian flag or maybe even a Spanish flag that day, right? I mean, seriously, is this crazy?
And not only that, they added a list of demands while burning the flag, demanding that, you know, classes on Indigenous people must be required in all departments, and the school needs to offer free flights to and from home for students who can't afford travel expenses. You know what I have to say to that? There are 4.4 billion people right now who are awaiting a legal immigrant visa to the United States. If these students are so miserable here and don't understand the privilege they have by living here, they are free to leave, free up that spot for someone who wants to come here gratefully.
Yeah. No, how about this? If you're local, when I say local, if you're in the United States and you're going to that school and they want airfare, why don't you just simply go to school in your home state? How about you do that? California now, hey, you go to school for free your first year. College, community colleges are all free now in California for your first year. There's no reason for you to leave the state. Right?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
It's
awful. And this, this anti-Americanism and flag burning and flag destroying, this is not only the case on Baltimore's campus. I mean, we saw recently students at Brown University vandalize a veteran's memorial on the eve of Veterans Day. Mm-hmm. And then we saw social justice warriors trying to ban American flags on campuses across the nation. It's such a disgrace that students are really just not understanding the value and the sense of American unity and pride, which is the only thing that's holding this nation together right now. When everything divides, it's the only thing that, it's the only sense of unity we have to come together to solve problems and move forward.
This is amazing. They said that we burn the American flag not just for ourselves, but for our ancestors who died because of that flag. Okay, so you burn a flag for tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, even millions of American soldiers, male and female, who died for you to be able to burn the flag without going to jail, without feeling a red-hot piece of steel go through your head, because in other countries, they would kill you for this. They would, right? You wouldn't even, your court case would, I think it lasts about 6.5 minutes, which was enough time to get you in, have them scream guilty, and get you back out to shoot you on the other side of the building. I think, do these young people really not understand the freedoms they have because of that flag, because of the Constitution we have, or are they just that out of touch, Hannah?
I think it's a bit of both. I mean, they are trained, they're programmed to respond with tantrums and just respond with absolute outrage and irrationality. And I don't even think that the veterans and the heroes are on their minds when they're burning the flag. All they know is outrage. They have to throw tantrums because they can't reason with you. They can't engage in dialogue. So they have to do the most despicable and outrageous things. And they're not realizing that this is a slap in the face to the soldiers and heroes who fought and died to give them their right to protest in that way.
Yeah, I get it. You know, you want to hold up a Christopher Columbus pinata and beat it or light it on fire, fine. If that makes you happy and helps you burn off some steam, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with the freedom of speech portion of that. The flag, though, you know, being a conservative, it is freedom of speech. Any way you cut it, it's freedom of speech. But it is such a it is so disrespectful. I mean, it would be like Christians going to church on Sunday, and instead of lighting a candle, they light the cross on fire. You know what I'm saying? It's just nuts. Mm-hmm. Makes no sense to me whatsoever. Speaking of making absolutely no sense whatsoever, I got to tell you something. The allowing faculty, think about this. There's a school that wants the University of Virginia wants the faculty, or the faculty wants to decide who should be able to speak on campus and who shouldn't be able to speak on campus when it comes to guests. How do you think that'll work out?
Well, you know, considering the perfect track record of professors, you know, inviting stimulating professors to campus has not been so great. They've proven themselves to be, you know, untrustworthy arbitrators of speakers who, you know, would add something to campus. I mean, professors and administrators, they ban and disinvite speakers like Ben Shapiro and Alan Dershowitz, both highly respected intellectuals who bring thoughtful discussion to campus. So the last thing we need to do is give professors more power over who's invited to campus. I mean, they already control the point of view and the information that gets to the students in their indoctrination dens in the classroom. But now they're trying to control the conversation anywhere around campus. This is extremely dangerous.
You know, I was talking to a couple of young people today at a high school, and I was talking to them about our founding fathers and the Constitution, but mostly about the founding fathers. And it was interesting. You know, I got it. I'm the old guy. I was brought up under the old rules. But, you know, in the 70s, we were taught about the founding fathers and what they gave up and, you know, lives, livestock, family, property. I mean, they knew what they were doing when they signed that Declaration of Independence. They knew exactly what they were signing and they knew exactly what they would have to go through. And now you talk to these young people and our founding fathers were nothing more than a bunch of, you know, adulterous, slave-owning, you know, white, capitalist, evil men. I'm thinking, oh, my God, that's not It's not the country I know. We wouldn't have got to where we were today, where we are today, if those men were really, really, truly like that. You got about a minute. Give me a quick answer on that one. What do you think?
Oh, they would roll in their graves if they found out what the snowflake culture is like. I mean, bottom line, these college students are adults. They deserve the opportunity to hear all ideas, draw their own conclusions. They don't need professors to protect them from ideas. This is exactly the opposite of what the Founding Fathers intended. This prevents students to hone their critical thinking skills and solve problems and be the next generation of leaders and lawyers and politicians.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, something, and as far as the teachers go, I think they believe this is truth. I think as far as they're concerned, they're gonna make sure that those kids, your kids, those kids, they're going to get what they believe is the true information about our Founding Fathers. Hey, we'll be back in a minute. A lot more crazy stuff going on. You know, you got to watch what you wear for a costume on Halloween. Seriously, because you might offend somebody. Whether you go naked or you wear a gorilla costume, somebody is going to be irritated. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back. You know, when I said go naked, I wasn't necessarily talking about me. So you don't have anything to worry about there. Seriously, not going to happen. But the crazy stuff that happens on campus, and we talk about this on a regular basis. We talk about this every week, almost every night. But I want you to think about something. This same stuff is going on high schools. We just don't hear about it as much because you can't have people like campus reform in high schools like you can everywhere else. And it's why I continually tell you guys, pay attention to what's going on around you. Pay attention to what's going on with your kids in school, what's going on with your kids in high school, or even junior high school for that matter. So if you can get out to a school board meeting, if you can make some noise, please do so. I'm telling you, it'll be worth it. It'll be worth it, worth it, worth it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air during the break. It's really simple. Head up to the website, therealside.com. Buy the book. I'll wait. Seriously, we'll be right back.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Google.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Come on. Somebody else likes Steely Dan too, right? Somebody else knows Steely Dan. Oh, God. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Feeling very old tonight. Between you guys and Andrea Kay. You know what I'm saying? You guys made me feel like I'm 90. Like, I'm going to give me a walker or something just so I can fit what you're making me feel. I'm Joe Messina, your host, Messina Real Estate on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Every single week we're doing this on a regular basis now where we're talking about the campus crazies going on, the stuff that your tax dollars are going to pay for. And how you stop it, I don't know. Look at us here in California. Governor Moonbeam, I could use some other choice words, but people get extremely mad at me. Governor Moonbeam has decided that first year of college should be free for, well, excuse me, first year of community college could be free, or should be free. Because, you know, the bottom line with it is that kids can't afford to go to college. We want to give them a better opportunities, so let's just make it free. And that'll make it all great and wonderful again. I don't buy that at all, not for a second. I think you give stuff away for free at that level, why should they work hard? What's the reason behind it? Why bother? It's kind of more it. So, no, I'm not into free. You know, I've always said this. What if you're really bent, and being nice here, on giving this stuff away, giving my tax dollars away for free, if you're really bent on doing that, then make them pay for it. Get the grants, make them pay for it, and the way they can pay it off, or the way they don't have to, I don't know, maybe they get straight A's all the way through college. I don't know. Come up with a different way, but don't just hand it for them. There is no incentive if you just hand it to them. Okay, we're back at it every single week. Actually, pretty much every night we talk about the college campus crazies. But as you can see, I am far removed from any college, and I don't think they'd let me on there anyhow if they were smart. But Hannah Sherlocker joins me, as she does pretty much weekly here. She's with Campus Reform. She's a contributor and a program coordinator. And prior to joining Campus Reform, she spent her collegiate career at Liberty University. And I mention that because I want you guys to know she has a solid and sane foundation under her. So, again, Hannah, thanks for being with me today.
Always good to be here. Thanks for having me.
You know, it's the time of year that we always have a lot of fun with this, the Halloween costumes that you see at parties. And, you know, not now. I bet you, but I'm not a betting man, but I would bet you we're going to see, you know, this stuff go up 100-fold. You can't wear this costume. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't have these kind of parties because it's cultural appropriation. You know, it just, they can't do anything. So I guess all white people could only have, I don't even know what that party would look like. You know, Hispanic people can have sombrero parties. Italian people can have spaghetti parties. This is just nuts. And now there's a magazine, you know, a student magazine warning people, that's the Ohio State University, warning that to wear improper costumes, A, are cultural appropriation, but however, if you want to wear costumes that make fun of Donald Trump, no matter what color you are, that's just fine, now, isn't it?
It is, yeah. These students, they created a flow chart for their fellow classmates, which, you know, it enthusiastically supports any costume that makes fun of Trump or conservatives, but it warns white students to avoid things like dressing like Prince or wearing traditional headwear from other cultures. So it's just ridiculous. It's the hypersensitivity toward any idea. These students, they somehow think that costumes and words are violent. It's absolutely true. It's not the first time we're seeing this. I mean, last year we saw students at Florida State University demand that Harambe costumes should be banned.
We've lost our minds. We are so into the... We are so in the toilet. It is so bad. Go ahead.
The disturbing about this one, it's like this idea that certain people can wear costumes and certain people can't, it gives into this idea of a hierarchy of oppression, because that's what these students are taught. It's about who can claim they're the most offended, who can claim they're the most oppressed. And it leads them to look for anything and everything to move up in the oppression hierarchy. And it turns what should have been a fun holiday where we can come together, eat candy, dress up, into a vindictive social justice agenda.
Okay, but think about where we're going. Okay, so does this mean a black or Hispanic or even a female at this point, you cannot wear an Elvis Presley costume? I mean, would that be safe to say?
There's 15 reasons in the social justice handbook why that would be culturally inappropriate, insensitive for you to dress up like Elvis this Halloween.
All right, and then let's go one step. I want to dress up as Lady Gaga. I mean, really, I'm just going to adorn myself with meat all the way around, put a blonde wig on. Who's going to know the difference?
You're a misogynist because she's below you in hierarchy of oppression.
I don't even want to go through some of the stuff that she has said in the past that I've done stories on. But all right, so then we get into elementary schools now, and elementary schools are canning Halloween because some kids can't afford the costumes. Some kids can't eat the candy. Some kids can't celebrate Halloween because of their religious beliefs. And it's like, my God, really? So is that what we do? Instead of teaching, embracing, or maybe even for the religious kids or what have you, make other arrangements for them. What is the big whoop? Why is this such a negative thing, do you think? Or why do you think they perceive it to be negative?
With that logic, everything and everything will eventually be banned in the United States of America. Everything can be twisted to say it offends someone or offends something. And the issue here is the administrators at the top, whether it's elementary school, high school, or college, they lack the courage to allow students to be offended and learn how to work through controversy like adults. you know, part of adulthood, part of growing up, is realizing that things won't always be pleasant and realizing that your personal discomfort is not a reason to punish others. True tolerance would look like, you know, encouraging all students to dress how they wish and maybe learn from the embarrassment if they make fools of themselves and offend enough of the population. Well, not suppress it, not ban certain things. It's really sad, you know, to see where we're headed.
Oh, I agree with you. We're banning Halloween costumes. We're banning costumes. Now they're banning Valentine's Day from some schools, too, as they did last year. Elementary schools, because they don't want kids to feel bad about not having a sweetheart or that kind of stuff. Like, I'm thinking to myself, my God, really, we have gone off the deep end. Yet you go, you know, they have these, I don't know if they have them out where you're at, but where I'm at, they have these Halloween stores that pop up just in October for 1 month only, and they've got costume after costume after costume. You go down the little kids section, okay? What? Help me understand this. Why does a 4, 5, and 6-year-old need a French maid outfit as a costume to go trick-or-treating? I'm thinking to myself, something has gone deathly wrong here.
It's twisted. We're not only losing our sanity, we're losing our morals as a nation. It's just become lunacy where college students can't dress like a gorilla, but 5-year-olds can wear a French maid outfit.
Bingo.
This is the logic with the left.
I'm glad you picked that. That's exactly where my mind was. I was like, everything is so twisted, so different, in different ways. You know, look, kids can't wear crosses on some college campuses and even high school campuses now, yet they can wear some very nasty, graphic things on their pants and their butts and stuff like that. But my God, we really have flushed morality. We have really flushed society, and we don't seem to care. Hannah, always great to have you with me. Tell people where they can find more of your writing, more about you, and more about campus reform.
Yeah, you can find us and all our crazy stories daily on campusreform.org.
Oh, God. You know what? Let's clarify that. It's not their crazy stories. They're reporting on the crazy things that your tax dollars are paying for on college campus. And it is your tax dollars. I don't know why people have a problem with this. Open your mouth. You said you kid there. A friend of mine, you know, I had a busy day today, but a friend of mine today said that him and his wife were really having some heartache, or heartburn, I should say, not heartache, over sending their kids to college, or one of their kids is going to start college next year. And he says, based on what he read and what he, you know, hears on my show, he doesn't know what college to send his kids to. I said, you're going to have to go to your way, you know. Liberty, I think, Heritage. There's a whole bunch of schools. You just have to look at your child and go, look, I'm not paying. See, hear me? I'm not paying. You're not getting my money to go to these liberal freaktoid schools. All right? Really that simple. And unless you take a stand, we take a stand, hurt them in the wallet, nothing's going to change. Because that's all these people respond to is when you pick at their wallets. You know, it's amazing to me. Oh, I don't have time to pull this one off. That would have been good. I'll do it in the next hour. Public school that separated students by, you ready for this? Sexual identity. Not sex, not gender, but sexual identity. Isn't that cool? So, what do you feel like today? We're going to put you in that line. And these kids are way too young for this. I mean, kids are way too young as a whole for this kind of stuff. And that's not me saying it. I mean, some of you write me afterward, tell me how I don't have any feelings. You're right. I don't want to feel. I don't want to do this from an emotional standpoint when it comes to how important your kids are and their health and their future. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up after the break. We're going to talk about the money, what little money you have, or what lots of money you have, and how we can help you grow it. We'll be back in just a little bit.